BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Thousands of hospital workers in Hong Kong are to begin 5 days of strikes from Monday, demanding the authorities do more to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. They want the border with mainland China to be closed. The disease has killed nearly 260 people. Beijing is facing deepening isolation as increasing numbers of countries impose travel bans. The Iraqi president, Barham Saleh, has appointed a new prime minister after months of anti-government demonstrations and political upheaval. He's Mohammed Taufik Alawi and has immediately signalled his support for the protesters. The Secretary General of the Arab League has condemned Donald Trump's Middle East peace plan, saying it would subject the Palestinians to permanent Israeli occupation. Ahmed Abulghaith said the initiative would create a form of apartheid, making Palestinians second-class citizens. Police in South Africa have detained more than 80 people after 9 illegal miners were beaten to death. Their bodies were found in the streets of a township on the outskirts of Johannesburg. Reports suggest there was a dispute between rival groups of miners from Lesotho. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has told Belarus that Washington can provide it with all the oil it needs. Mr. Pompeo is on a visit to Belarus, which is currently in dispute with its main ally, Russia, about oil supplies. Police in Bolivia have detained two political allies of the deposed president, Evo Morales, as they prepared to board a plane for Mexico. The two men had earlier been granted safe passage by Bolivia's interim government. It has apologised and promised to let the pair leave the country. And French police have again clashed with protesters as the Yellow Vest grassroots movement turned out for the 64th weekend in a row. The worst of the trouble was in the city of Montpellier, where officers fired tear gas to disperse youths. BBC News.